With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. An update on the inflation picture. The Federal Reserve's preferred barometer of inflation, the so-called PCE index, fell 0.1% last month. It's a decline that was more than analysts had been expecting. And orders for big-ticket durable goods rose more than expected in November. Citing racial disparities in the criminal justice system, President Biden pardoning thousands of people convicted of use and simple possession of marijuana on federal lands and in the District of Columbia. With so many Americans on the move for the holiday, there's a lot of attention being paid to the weather.
Are you dreaming of a white Christmas? Judah Cohen of Verisk Atmospheric and Environmental Research says snow is expected to come for Christmas Eve for parts of Colorado, Kansas, Nebraska, South Dakota, North Dakota, and possibly Minnesota.
There will be a little bit of a buildup of snow, so some people will be get their dream, their wish, and get a white Christmas, you know, right at the last minute there. But most of the country will be have a brown Christmas.
The National Weather Service says although there likely won't be a white Christmas for much of the U.S., at least the weather will be favorable for most people who have travel plans. I'm Donna Warder.
Also at SRNNews.com, the White House voicing serious concern about the well-being of American Paul Whelan being held hostage in Russia.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said reports that Whelan feels under physical threat are troubling.
We're very concerned as we hear those accounts from Paul.
Whelan was arrested on spying charges 5 years ago, charges he denies. The U.S. says Whelan is being wrongfully detained and that Moscow recently rejected a serious proposal to bring the former U.S. Marine home. Greg Clugston, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow futures are down 104 points. This is SRN News. A Catholic school beats a hasty retreat.
Last month, officials at all-female St. Mary's College in Notre Dame, Indiana, announced they would begin admitting men who are living as women. This touched off a firestorm of outrage amidst students, parents, alumni, and donors. Now, school president Katie Conboy has released a statement saying that St. Mary's is doing a 180 and will not be admitting men after all. Critics of the new policy are cheering, calling the turnabout an answer to prayer. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
In an unusual move, a federal judge hearing a challenge to a Florida ban on sex change operations for children has stated that Governor Ron DeSantis lied when he said the procedures amount to the mutilation of children. Judge Robert Hinkle says he'll rule sometime after the holidays on the future of the ban. Critics fear he's already made his decision. At least 22 states have now enacted laws restricting or barring sex change operations or hormone therapy for anyone under the age of 18. This is SRN News. A blue state challenge to Chick-fil-A's Sabbath day closure policy.
New York lawmakers have introduced a bill that would require restaurants in rest stops throughout the state to be open 7 days a week. That could potentially force some Chick-fil-A locations along state highways to drop a longstanding policy of closing on Sundays for religious reasons. The bill introduced last week was prompted by a redevelopment project underway on the New York State Thruway Authority's 27 service areas. Lawmaker Tony Simone said the bill is meant to give travelers a variety of food options at rest stops rather than an effort to eventually push Chick-fil-A out. Keith Peters reporting.
Honda recalling more than 2.5 million vehicles in the U.S. Fuel pump defect can increase the risk of engine failure or stalling while driving. It's a recall that covers a range of 2017 through 2020 Acura and Honda vehicles. More details, SRNNews.com.